Superman. That's a recent take by Hoaxer. The drummer is Edmund Catlin. To Edmund, playing jazz means being in the moment, and he has a seemingly offbeat means of practicing being comfortable in the moment.
The music we play is so based, it's so unscripted. There's a tune, of course, and there's a head and a melody, but really 98% of the prerogative is in the musician's hands. And so really what I'm trying to do when I practice along with classical music is to hear things, to call shots on the moment, to trust myself, to know when not to trust myself, and to know when to shut up and sit back and let the music happen as it needs to happen, and for me to be as supporting as I can be, and to develop instincts of control and a large scope and a capacity to be a musician well before I'm ever a drummer.
Many drummers will say that their role is to support what else is going on in a performance. But what forms does that support take?
One of my favorite musical experiences has been playing in big bands. The reason for this being that you provide this sort of abstract translation for everything going on in the horns and the bass and the piano and the what have you. For example, if the drum chart's gone missing, which it very often does, we wind up reading the lead trumpet part, because when the lead trumpets go boom, it's on us to kind of mimic that and support it and say, yes, trumpets, you're right. Boom.
Tell us about your work in the song "O Superman" that you recorded with a group.
Right. So this is a cover of a Laurie Anderson tune. It used electronics and sampling that hadn't been done before. So there's one of the things I mentioned earlier about practicing along with classical music is having the capacity to understand big scopes. And so really, what I wanted to do with "O Superman" is build, really, is to provide a ramp up which the rest of the band can climb, and to that end, reach a musical peak that's been built and supported and doesn't feel contrived, and that is organic and has a nice velocity and natural vector to it. It was certainly based in what I was just speaking of with regards to classical music of support. Think of the big picture, reinforce what is being done in the band that requires reinforcement, and to do it accurately.
Speaking with the drummer, Edmund Catlin, you had some interesting thoughts about what you did in the previous selection, "O Superman," but your role is more of a traditional jazz drummer in this piece coming up, "Post-Impressionism at Work," which was written by a friend of yours, Will Keir. Could you take us through what you do in this?
This tune is much more deliberate on Will's part. There's a very clear point at which the drums come in. There are very clear moments where I have particular shots. It's more traditional, if you will, in the sense that I'm keeping more time. I'm following along with dynamic markings that Will put down. There's more adherence to the hierarchy of what the composer seeks and how the drums factor into that.
it's kind of fun to get off the cutting edge and just be the drummer for a friend of yours who has a cool piece?
Oh, man, if I'm not the only thing that's more fun to play along to than classical music is just a good old backbeat.
Embodying the many nuances of jazz drumming, Edmund Catlin. Reach Edmund at edmund.catlin@gmail.com. Catlin is spelled C-A-T-L-I-N. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.